All right. We do have so much for which to be thankful, to be grateful for. Mark was given a list as the worship leader this morning of things that were happening that he was grateful for. I mean, I'm admitting that I helped write that list. I like the way you read it. How do we respond to God for all of these great blessings that we have? In the earliest of Bible times, people were asking the same question. They say to themselves, God is so good. God does so many good things for us. Even when we don't cooperate with God, God still blesses us. How do we respond? And Christian theology came along and gave us that answer. And the answer was to become stewards. A steward is a person who manages resources. As stewards of God, we manage or try to manage our resources so that they serve God's purposes, so that they will make the church and the world more like the reimagined kingdom of God that Jesus came to share with us. And so we've been talking about stewardship in the last 2 weeks, and now the stewardship campaign is coming to a climax, and all of us today have the opportunity to fill out a covenant commitment card, one of the cards that is in the pew pocket, very likely beside you there. Fill out a covenant commitment card and place it in the offering. As we prepare to do that, our scripture today is at the heart of our faith. The one we're going to read today defines the meaning of stewardship for us, and the thing that I like most about it is it gives us Jesus' definition of generosity, I believe. Let's read together now Matthew 22. We're going to read 34 through 40. After Jesus had made the Sadducees look foolish, the Pharisees heard about it, and they got together. One of them was an expert in the Jewish law, so he tried to test Jesus by asking, "Teacher, what is the most important commandment in the law?" And Jesus answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. This is the first and most important commandment. And the second most important commandment is like this one, and it is love others as much as you love yourself. All the law of Moses and the books of the prophets are based on these two commandments." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
If I were to say to you today, we finished the journey to generosity, the stewardship campaign is done, and I was to take the stewardship campaign and put it in the box, and some of you may not know this, there's some nice shelves back here, but I could put the stewardship campaign in a box, seal it up, and put it right here, and put it away for the year, and wait until next year to take it out. What, does that sound right to any of you?
No.
Why not? You know, you guys don't like to talk about money. I already know that about you. When I first came to the church here, I had people squirming in their seat when I told them, well, actually, you guys, I talk about stewardship every week in my sermons. Boy, they were really nervous about that. But you know, you've come to know, and we can read it here in this scripture, that stewardship is not just about money. It's not hardly even half about money. It is about the way that you use the resources that God has given you today, tomorrow, throughout the month, and all through next year. As a community of faith, we're doing some planning now for how we are going to do ministry together in the year of 2018. And your stewardship and finance team is asking you to be a partner with them and make a covenant commitment today to help them plan how much outreach we will do, what we are going to do in ministry together next year. And so you've got, maybe you brought a covenant commitment card with you, or you can use the one that's in the pew there with you. I know it makes us all uncomfortable, but we do have to sometimes talk about how we will and where the resources we will use to do ministry together will come from. And as my old professor, who I never actually had him in class, but he was a guest lecturer a lot in seminary, and when I was in the Christian church in Georgia, Fred Craddock always said, we already have all the resources we need for ministry next year. They're in your pockets. And he said that over and over. Every time we had a stewardship meeting, he said that. I hope that you know, though, that I believe stewardship is about a lot more than money, because it involves all of those resources that we have and how we will use them. We all have experienced and have seen everything that God is doing in the world to increase the presence of love, peace, justice, and abundance. And we ask ourselves the question, how should we respond? And the Jesus of Matthew is giving us the way to and how to follow Jesus on a journey to generosity. He is saying, love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor the same way you love yourself. And so for Jesus, the answer to what is stewardship, it's very simple. It's love God and your neighbor. And so right now, on a commitment Sunday, we are given the opportunity to make a commitment, both material and symbolic, to help figure out what kind of ministry we're going to do next year. And you'll see right on that covenant card that there are places for you to fill out. If you have gifts and talents or ideas for ministry, I want you to share those with us. And I would like to be surprised by some of your ideas, because I sometimes get stuck in a rut and I'm not always thinking outside the box. But on this, you know, covenant card, it says, I am interested in offering gifts other than cash. And there's this whole backside. If you've got a wonderful idea of a resource that we should deploy in the service of the kingdom, I would like to be stunned by your wonderful ideas. And so I invite you to share them that way too. Because this is our opportunity to make a commitment to join God in expressing love for our neighbors. Okay? Let's think about how much time we are willing to give to increase the love of God and the love of our neighbors to the world. Let's think about how many talents we have that we could use to show love for our neighbors, to everyone out there in the world. I would very much like for you to imagine the Sadducees and Pharisees that were questioning Jesus. They were trying to figure out what the spirit of Jesus really was. And you can read between the lines all throughout this part of Matthew how They were just trying to catch Jesus making a mistake. The spirit of the people is what made me think of this. Would you go to the next slide? One more. See these two different rakes in the yard? The spirit of a giver is like these two yards right next door to each other. One in yard number one, say it's on the left. Mom and dad told the kid, go out there and rake the leaves. Get them piled up, put them, you know, in bags and get rid of them. And the kid is outside and he's not having any fun. He's very upset that his parents made him go out and rake up the leaves. And to him, they're just a bunch of brown, dead things. And then there's the kid, you know, I'm just imagining this about the kids, you know, raking the leaves, because I have to rake them at my house. I have a good imagination, Ruthie. Okay. The kid on the right, though, is raking the leaves because of joy that she has in her heart, because of the blessings that she's been giving. And she's out there working in the yard, raking the leaves, and she's thinking how beautiful they are and how much fun it's going to be to jump in them, you know, when she gets them all piled up. She's thinking about their spectacular color. And that makes me think then, what kind of a raker am I going to be? And what kind of a giver am I going to be? Because as the moment arrives and I'm making my commitment, I want to remember that God has done and continues to do all these wonderful things because of what I share, because of what I am able to give. And it's not just me and my church, but I can see it all throughout creation and all around wherever I look. And I want to remember that it's not, you know, a bunch of brown leaves. It's a beautiful tapestry that God is weaving between these neighbors all over the world. A colorful tapestry that can guide me on my journey to generosity. Hope you'll join me in that journey. Amen. Amen.